right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And we've had this politician on before. Everybody will recognize his voice. And he is the governor of the state of California. Ladies and gentlemen, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. How are you, sir?
Yeah, this is fantastic.
Hey,
how are you?
I know you
how
only have you? A couple of minutes with us tonight.
Yeah. I'm very busy tonight. I'm reorganizing all my stogies, so
is that very important.
Yeah.
Man, well, I know you have like 5 or 10 minutes with us.
Right.
But
yeah,
I want you to say hello to our very good friend Arsenio Hall, everybody.
This is really unbelievable. Arsenio, how are you?
I haven't seen you in a while, man, but it's good to hear your voice.
This is so great. I totally miss you on the television. Maria and I used to watch your show, what was that, back in the 70s or something like that?
It was 63.
Yeah, it's funny. You haven't missed a beat. That is fantastic. I love it.
How's the wife, man? How is she?
She's so great. She's fantastic. You know, she's my rock and all that. And but if you believe that, you also believe that Richard Simmons Jr. is running around.
Hey, Arnold, you've taken some heat this week, especially on this show, for this this dumbass hands-free law now with the cars. I mean, what were you thinking?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I was totally drunk when they put the bill in front of me. And I had like 2 or 3 of those Werner Schooners that I love to drink all the time. I said, what is this? I said, hands-free. I said, sounds good to me. I thought it was something with sex or something like that. I don't know. But it turns out to be a real pain in the ass, and everybody's pissed off and driving around and all that. I love it.
I mean, I don't know the difference between you and Gray Davis up there. I hate this.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
Hey, Arno, you remember the leather jacket that you gave me from the Terminator?
Of course.
One day, would you sign that for my son?
I would totally. How old is your son now?
He's 8 years old.
That is unbelievable. Yes, I will totally sign it for your son, whatever you want. And I will send you a taste of that Werner Schooner. So that is really good stuff.
All right. How are the fires going in the city? I guess the whole state's on fire, huh?
Yeah, the whole, you know, everything's going to hell, Tim, to be honest with you. People have to drive around with wires in their ears. The whole state is on fire.
Right.
I'm working on trying to get maybe monsoon in here. We've never had one of those. maybe monsoon or something. Really just to mix it up, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, it keeps things fresh, right? I mean, at least it's not boring, right?
Hey, now, Arnold, also, you know, there are some counties or some cities here in Southern California that allow people to buy sane and safe fireworks. I don't know what that means. But you said you're going to try to ask everybody this year, no fireworks on the 4th of July?
Yeah, just stop it. Yeah, no more fireworks.
Hey, Governor. Yeah.
No. I mean, no.
Was that an R. Kelly reference or a fireworks reference?
No. I think it's a type of firecracker or something that emits a shower of gold, you idiot.
Oh, I see. All right.
I think that's a silver shower, though.
Yeah,
that's
like
a silver
sparks.
Shower.
Sparks. Right. All right,
exactly.
Man. I guess this law affects you the same way, and you've also told your daughters that they have a car and they have a phone, but if they're going to get caught, while they're talking on the phone and driving, you're going to take both the phone and the car away?
Not only that, I will take both of those things away, but as you know, Tim, in the past, I've disciplined my children by strapping them to the wheel of pain. And
That's right.
I have this, yes, it's from the Conan movie, and it's a giant wheel that you strap your children to, and they will cry. And listen, let me tell you, Arsenio, this will be for your son if he gets out of line. Put him on the wheel of pain or bring him to my house. I've got the wheel here, and it'll be great. And what it does is it grinds the grains. It just grinds grains all day, and it builds character. It's fantastic. I will love it.
All right.
I never regretted one moment that I voted for Arnold.
Not
one moment.
Thank you.
The only moment I did is when he signed that stupid bill into a law where you can't drive around with the car for anymore. You know, like last week, everyone could do it. It was safe and legal. Now it's illegal and unsafe this week.
Yeah, and then you're driving around and you saw up that the sign was say July 1st and it's coming.
I know.
Oh boy!
And also, I thought, you know, since you're a cigar smoker and I occasionally have a cigarette, I thought you were one of us. But then again, you signed that law that says you can't smoke with the kids in the car.
Well, again, I drink a lot. I drink very heavily at the Capitol building. So I'm always signing stuff in a blind, drunken rage. I don't even know. Right.
Yeah. Right. Well, there's another one. How stupid this law is, where, I can't smoke a cigarette if my kid is in the car, and I understand that.
Yeah.
But
right.
If my daughter is 12, she can smoke. I just can't.
That's true, because the lung capacity, and this is also, the thing is, the lung capacity of a 12-year-old can handle that black smoke, before that, also, between the danger zone, which is between 3 and 6 o'clock, kids should not be left alone, because they will also start smoking and using their cell phones without their hands-free. It's a danger zone.
Now, it is crazy. I think the law in the state of California is you have to be 18 to buy cigarettes, and we have an LAPD officer. Is that correct? You have to be 18 to buy cigarettes. But can you smoke at 14, even though I think
he's
that's...
shaking his head.
I don't know if that's the law or not.
I encourage... My son smokes 2 packs a day, so it's fine.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
My son's a big beer drinker.
That's good. It's a real man. I like that. Good for you.
What the cigars you smoking nowadays?
Right now, a huge, massive Cohiba, one of those Cohiba cigars.
Oh, yeah. Illegal ones.
Maybe I can get away with it. I just sign some papers and they send them to me. And guys, I'll be honest, I'm totally drunk right now, so it's just fantastic.
I see. All right. Is your wife around? I could usually blast away at her. She's not.
No, she's not here. She's playing what we call look the other way right now. Let me tell you, I'm enjoying a little hands-free time, if you know what I'm saying.
I guess.
Exactly.
Hands-on time. Yeah. Hey, Arnold Schwarzenegger's with us. Your wife is voting for Obama. You're voting for McCain. How's that to live with every day?
Well, Arsenio will totally appreciate this, because whenever Obama is on the television talking about stuff, she gets a little too close to the television, and I'm reminded, some of my friends said, you remember that movie from the 70s, Mandingo, right? You remember that, Arsenio?
Yes.
I'm not saying, I'm saying that there's some kind of sexual power there with this man, whereas McCain obviously makes women, dry up or something like that. Exactly.
Tim, if I'm not mistaken, now, I'm not good with languages, but Schwarzenegger, doesn't that actually break down to mean lover of black people?
That is true.
Is that right?
I love all black. Schwarzenegger, I cannot say the first part by itself because it's the race is totally horrible. But Schwarzenegger.
You mean the S word? The S word.
One who eggs blacks or something like that.
All right.
So if I see you on the street and I throw eggs at you, it is a compliment because that is my last name. Yes, you got it.
Compliment. All right. Nice. I know you're only can stand for 5 minutes. We thank you for coming on, buddy.
Thank you, and it's so great to talk to you, Arsenio. I will see you at the next cigar night.
You're doing a great job, sir.
Thanks for checking in with us.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, everybody. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Man, what a treat that was.
Yeah.
Usually he's doing, political shows, but, he started calling us when Steckler was here, and then throughout the years that Whitman was here, and he still calls.
The fact that he calls is a compliment to your talent.
I guess so. I don't know why he calls, man. He's all bombed and stuff.
Keep in mind, only Kevin Eubanks from The Tonight Show calls me here.
I don't know.
You know,
man.
You get the governor.
No, you got the Jay Leno to call you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, internationally known Jay Leno.
Is he?
Although I guess Schwarzenegger is internationally known as well.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. I bet Schwarzenegger probably is better known around the world.
Yeah.
Because of his movies and...
Rub it in, Tim, that your friends are more famous than...
I'm just saying, man, this guy's an international star.
Ballers call you and... Great. Okay. Can we get Flavor Flav on line two? So maybe a Flavor Flav and a Kevin Eubanks will equal a Schwarzenegger.
All right, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Arsenio Hall is with us. Got to thank the governor for coming on, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Listen and understand that Terminator is out there. It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop ever until you are dead.